You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Adam Torkelson, who is an online PR and viral marketing pro with 6 years of experience and runs his own consulting firm. Adam, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's great to be here.
You're welcome, man. So, first of all, let's talk about SEO. What is the future of SEO?
The future of SEO is literally that it's going to die in about 2 years. That's my own prediction, and it's based on the last 5 or 6 years of studying the field rather intensively. And for anyone that doesn't know what SEO means, it actually stands, it's an acronym, and it stands for Search Engine Optimization. Google, Yahoo, and Bing being the three major search engines that people know about. However, Facebook is a search engine, YouTube is a search engine, albeit searching for different types of things. Now, I helped start a company called SEO.com in 2007. And I got out of it because I felt like the industry itself was going to end up dying. And so I left in that company in 2009 and started up my own consulting firm. So what's actually going to happen to SEO is it's going to be folded into, or it's going to be irrelevant because of online PR. And what I mean by that is the traditional PR that most folks are familiar with is a PR person contacts a journalist and gets a story about a client in the local or national news media. And when you do it online, it's a bit about the same thing. You talk to the editors of online magazines or bloggers, and you do some outreach, and you get links and traffic to your client's site through that outreach. And that's what online PR is, and that's literally what SEO is today. And so SEO in and of itself, that practice is just going to be folded right into online PR, and that's where it's headed.
Really interesting. Now, what are the three simple tips for email marketing for our listeners?
The email marketing is tied into online PR quite tightly, and three simple tips are: if you're not building an email list, you should be. And tip number two is, how do you do that? Well, if you're a website owner, you need to put a newsletter subscription form right front and center on your sidebar, or even right at the top header portion of the site, the top real estate. Because email has been around for a long time, and it's going to be around for an even longer time. And the analytics that you can gain insight about your readers and people visiting your site based on the emails that they open is incredible. And I've helped build some technology, and I've got access to some technology that makes it fairly easy to look at that the analytics of the email marketing campaign. So number one is start doing it. Number two, promote it, put it on your site, ask people for their email. You need to incentivize them to do that. Otherwise, they usually don't. And then a third tip would be track it. If you don't have analytics on the email that you send out, you don't know what stories people are clicking on, you don't know who opens it, you don't know anything. And it's a lot like Google Analytics for your website. If you don't have email analytics running, it's almost a waste of time.
What is viral marketing? I mean, the word viral does tip it off, but tell us about viral marketing, if you would.
Sure. Viral marketing, to me, my company actually ranks for the word viral marketing company. So we get a lot of people calling us and asking for viral marketing services. None of them know what it actually means. when they put it in, but they just know that it sounds cool. So with that background, viral marketing means any kind of explosion of traffic that you can get to your website via any means, Twitter, Facebook, SEO, pay-per-click, email marketing, video marketing, content marketing, PR. We can, when we do a viral marketing campaign for a client, we use every single one of those online traffic medias to push traffic to the client's site. And depending on which type of traffic converts the best to whatever the client wants, whether it be signing up for an email or purchasing a product or whatever the conversion action is, that will determine where we push the rest of the traffic. So viral marketing is just using online traffic generation techniques to push the client in front of the proper eyeballs. And then once you do that, then you've seeded basically the internet with content that is applicable to the audience that you want to have to share it. So once we get the content seeded, then it starts to get shared around by the people that care about it. And so it actually all starts with great content.
Today we are joined by Adam Torkeldsen, who is an online PR and viral marketing pro with 6 years of experience and runs his own consulting firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Adam, why is content marketing so important today?
So as I was saying, with the concept of viral marketing, people share stuff when they like it. And that's really where content marketing comes in. If you don't have great content that people want to share, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to be valuable to anybody. But there are a few things that you need to do to get your content so it is shareable and marketable. And that goes back to doing online PR, making sure your content is awesome, but then getting it in the hands of the guys that will share it for you, so those influencers. And content marketing is so important because those people are going to basically be your evangelists online if they like your content. And they'll make that content go way further than you or any amount of money could do for you. And that's really, again, that's what PR is, having good enough content that your influencers and the people that care about it share it.
How did you get started in internet marketing?
It was through duct tape, actually. I started a club at my college called the Duct Tape Club, and we actually just made crap out of duct tape, literally, and like swords and spears and anything we could think of. And we just gather on a lawn in front of the school and use it and break it and just have a lot of fun. But anyway, at one of the club president's meetings that we had to attend, one of the keynote speaker was a woman who owned her own PR business, and she asked three of the club presidents out of the hundreds that were there, she asked three of us to stand up. Mine was one of them because she liked the name Duct Tape Club. She had no idea what we did. And anyway, long story short, I got an internship with her, and that's how I learned the basics of PR, which then helped me develop my skills more and more in the online internet marketing world. So really it all started with duct tape.
How about that? Now tell our listeners, if they wanted to be in touch with you, where's the best place that they could be in contact with you online?
Well, I've got a very unique name. So if they ever happen to Google my name, Adam Torkeldsen, T as in Thomas, O-R-K-I-L-D-S-O-N, I've got about 2,000 different locations where they can hit me up on, so if they Google me. But my, you know, I'm always available via cell phone, and my email is just adam at customerhook.com, H-O-O-K. Anyway, so there's literally thousands of ways to get in touch with me.
All right, and in conclusion, always customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell them?
I tell them, be friends with Google because they are king and they have a lot of free products that are going to be useful for your business. Google Analytics, Google Plus, Google Places are three of the top things that I would suggest they look into. They're all free. And then once they're friends with Google, then they should focus on their email list. So those are the top two things I would say.
Wise advice. He is Adam Torkeldsen, who is an online PR and viral marketing pro with 6 years experience and runs his own consulting firm. And the website of reference is adamtorkeldsen.com. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.